Jake did, knowing this was another lesson. With Roland, you were always in school. Even when you were in the shadow of death, there were lessons to be learned. On the far side of the boulder, the path carried on straight for about 30 yards before curving out of sight once more. On this straight stretch, those dash marks were very clear. Groups of 3 on one side, groups of 4 on the other.
"She said she shot off one of its legs," Jake said.
"So she did." Jake tried to visualize a 7-legged spider as big as a human baby and couldn't do it. Suspected he didn't want to do it. Beyond the next curve, there was a desiccated corpse in the path. Jake was pretty sure it had been flayed open, but it was hard to tell. There were no innards, no blood, no buzzing flies, just a lump of dirty, dusty stuff that vaguely, very vaguely, resembled something canine. Oi approached, sniffed, then lifted his leg and pissed on the remains. He returned to Jake's side with the air of one who has concluded some important piece of business.
"That was our visitor's dinner last night," Roland said.
Jake was looking around.
"Is he watching us now? What do you think?"
Roland said,
"I think growing boys need their rest."
Jake felt a twinge of some unpleasant emotion and put it behind him without much examination. Jealousy? Surely not. How could he be jealous of a thing that had begun life by eating its own mother? It was blood-kin to Roland, yes, his true son, if he wanted to be picky about it. But that was no more than an accident.
Wasn't it?
Jake became aware that Roland was looking at him closely. Looking in a way that made Jake uneasy.
"Penny for him, Dimmy-da,"
the gunslinger said.
"Nothing,"
Jake said.
"Just wondering where he's laid up."